Let's review those build disciplines. So D-Rob, you can have... Yeah, very good. Thank you. Let's talk about what build is all about. We are trying to take the men of the church, and we're trying to unite the men of the church around some key spiritual leadership disciplines that will make a man stronger, spiritually speaking, make him into a godly man, a man who is near to Christ through these spiritual disciplines. There's no relationship that you have that gets better and gets stronger by you doing nothing. Right? Relationships don't get better, don't get stronger when you do nothing. And the same is true with your relationship with the Lord. You need to have spiritual disciplines in your life to continue to grow your relationship with the Lord. And these are some of them that will help you to do that. And then some of the disciplines go beyond even that kind of thing and just train you to be a man who can handle God's word well and be connected and qualified for leadership in this church. So number one, first thing we want you to be focusing on as a believer in Jesus Christ because of the gospel in you is we want you to shepherd your heart. And by that we mean shepherd your heart to God's word so that you might know him and grow that relationship with him. The word of God is not an end in and of itself. It is a means to a glorious end who is God, right? So you want to be in God's word, not to just merely check off a box to study and present your lesson for whatever it is that you have to teach for. You don't want to be in the word of God merely for that. You want to be in the word of God so that you are knowing him, growing in your love for him, fearing him, enjoying him, delighting in him, obeying him. So we want to encourage you to be thinking about God's word that way. Throughout the day, you need to be shepherding your heart to God's word so that when your boss asks you to do something that is absolutely unreasonable from your perspective, you're thinking rightly about it through the lens of God's word, and you're maintaining your fellowship with God throughout the day or whatever the situation might be for you. So you want to shepherd your heart to the word of God in order to know the God of the word. If you become that kind of a man, everything else will follow. Everything else will follow that needs to take place in a Christian man's life. If you get married, you're going to be a very marriable kind of man. Any father with a daughter would look at a man like that and say, please, daughter, marry that kind of man. Draw near to that kind of guy. I'll kick you out of my house, daughter. You can leave and cleave to that one. That would be a great thing. If you're not that kind of man, that makes a father of a daughter nervous. Because you may have right answers, you may be a sharp guy, you may be persuasive and charismatic in your personality, but if there's not a relationship with God there that's growing, daughters beware, okay? Beyond that, becoming a father, you're going to be equipped to be a father. Yes, there are specific things you need to know about parenting, but the most important thing for parenting... You guys split up already. Was there a problem?
Well, I thought we were
feeding. I love it. So you just moved the problem. Warning over to that table now. There are specifics you need to know about parenting, but what makes you the best parent you can be is that you're a man who knows God well. You're growing in your relationship with him. So this is something you do not want to play leapfrog over. You don't want to skip over your heart. Number two, second discipline, the first place of impact that you want to have as that kind of man is your household. You don't want to leave your roommates, you don't want to leave your parents, you don't want to leave your wife, your children in the dust as you go out and care for all other kinds of people. The church is full of men who have done that and have left a train wreck of problems behind them. So take what you are as a man of God and push it into your household and discipline yourself to care for those people in your household well first. The third discipline then is when you do step out into ministry in the church or outside the church in evangelism. If you step into ministry, you will be a man of integrity. People will look at you, and as they get to know you, they will say, this is a man who knows God, and what he is in his home and what he's like outside his home is the same thing. This guy has integrity. So you don't want to just leapfrog over your heart and your home to get to ministry with people and lead Bible studies and neglect your heart and neglect your home. You want to work on these things that will only strengthen your ministry that you have with people at work, out in whatever it is that you do. The fourth discipline is we want to discipline, have you become disciplined in focusing yourself on leadership characteristics and qualities in 1 Timothy 3, primarily deacon first and then also elder. Guys, every single one of you should be praying something like, God, make me into a qualified man. I want to be a godly man for your sake, and I put these character qualifications for deacon and elder in front of me before you, and you do with me what you want. God, make me into a qualified man. Does that mean that you'll become an elder someday? Maybe, maybe not. But it means that you're going to be a godly man, a qualified man in character. But that doesn't happen just on its own. Guys don't, you know, just not think about that for 10 years and then wake up 10 years later and find themselves qualified. This is a discipline. You need to discipline yourself to bring yourself before these character qualifications and measure yourself by them. The fifth discipline is the one that we're on, did last week, and we're going to finish up today, and that's the hermeneutic. We want you to be disciplined in the way that you think about handling God's word, how you interpret it. The hermeneutic means the rules for interpreting Scripture. We're going to walk through 12 of them today. And what we think at Grace Bible Church is the right way to interpret Scripture. So that's something you've got to work at the rest of your life. And it's not difficult. It's not impossible. In fact, you already have you operate by a good hermeneutic in common language, in just communication. And we'll try to keep drawing that back to your attention as we go through hermeneutics. Because you can think of that and go, hermeneutics, that's something that, isn't that what you do in like seminary? Isn't that like theologians do that? Well, actually more theologians need to do that. But you do it already. You're a hermeneutician or whatever. You're somebody who practices hermeneutics every day because you rely on words. And you want people to understand what you say. So we'll talk about that more today. And then lastly, the last discipline is we want you to be disciplined about these things at Grace Bible Church. So you need to know the vision and the purpose of Grace Bible Church. Our vision is Trinitarian. We're setting our sights on the glory of God in the cross of Jesus Christ, which results in a transformed life by the Spirit. And then being that kind of a Christian moves us into a gospel purpose that's threefold. We want to draw in, build up, and send out with the gospel. And so that's what we're focusing on here at Grace Bible Church. We want you to apply that wholeheartedly here. So there's your disciplines. You'll hear that one more time from us next time we're together, 2 weeks from now. And just so that you know, 2 weeks from now, we'll all be meeting together with the ladies. And we'll have one big build/wellspring morning. And Smed will be here. And he'll be teaching you guys. And I asked him to Revelation 2 on the church at Ephesus and how the church had left its first love. That is, his message on that is phenomenal. It's very humbling and encouraging that we would not lose our first love. So he's going to really focus back in on discipline one again. That discipline one is to make sure that you don't lose your first love, who is Jesus. Okay? All right, so what we're going to do this morning, is there a clock in here somewhere? There's one on my phone. Here's one. 7:12. Wow. Okay. We're only going to meet for 20 to 25 minutes. Because last time, I didn't get to go through very much. There was a whole lot of commotion going on in Barnes. And I'd apologize to any of you if you noticed that I was distracted and even exasperated a little bit. The tables being rolled out and drama stuff going on. I just wanted to be finished and let you guys go. So anyway, I need more time today. Okay, so this is going to be the marathon one today. I know your mind can only endure what the backside of you can endure, but we're going to push that to the limits today, okay? Let me pray, and then we'll let you guys do small groups together, okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity to be together this morning. Thank you for bringing these men here. Lord, help us to think carefully about these spiritual disciplines. I pray, Lord, that as we go into our discussion groups, that we would care well for each other, we would listen well, we would participate in one another's lives in a way that would be pleasing to you and helpful to one another. And when we come back together, God, help us to think through carefully how to interpret your word. There are no more important words in all of the universe than these that we have in this book before us. And we pray, God, that you would help us to think carefully about them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.